Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is 5/12/2022. Well, all I tell you is all you got to do is watch the news and read anything. And this is no longer the America. No longer the America that I grew up in. I don't know about you. It's probably no longer the America most of you didn't grow up in. Although some very young people have never known it to be much different than it already is, except they always grew up in times of excellent, you know, of good money and plenty of jobs and all the different stuff. But that's neither here nor there as far as that goes. Everybody's born when they're born. Unless the baby killers kill them. And that is just incredible. So where do we live? We live in a country to where Red China Joe allegedly was bought and paid for by the Red Chinese for $1.45 billion. So you got that going for you. You got a president allegedly controlled by big money, $1.45 billion, okay? Controlled by the Red Chinese. And doing everything in his power to empower them. Cuts off the, you know, howitzers for Taiwan. Lets them do what they want to do and is looking at lifting the tariffs on Red China. Okay? We live in a country to where the Attorney General, according to Congressman Jim Jordan and others in Congress, lied in the hearings of Congress, saying that there was never ever a chance of the FBI ever or the DOJ ever went after any of the parents as domestic terrorists or investigated them for just going to school board meetings. Well, that turns out to be a lie. They don't have the information. We still have the unprosecuted cases. Oh, I know. Oh, Bull Durham. Bull Durham is bullshit, all right? He's stretching this thing out, and he's just now saying, oh, well, the FBI is not giving up documents. Well, then you send, you take federal marshals, and you take federal marshals with your subpoena, and you go into the FBI headquarters, is right down the dadgum street, and you go in with a subpoena and a search warrant, and you search their headquarters and take their documents out of their headquarters. If you want to play the game, but see, that ain't the rules, is it? We have Comey, McCabe. They proved that he lied to the FBI, okay? They proved he lied to the DOJ, but yet they gave him his pension and absolved him of all lies, blah, 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 blah. I will tell you this, you got Strzok, Page, McCabe, then you got Baker, all these different people in the DOJ and the FBI lying, okay? You'd think they would at least have the guts or the temerity to say, I plead the fifth, all right? So you got all of them lying to you. Well, is that your government you grew up with? Yeah, actually, it probably is. Only now, as Brother Quayle has told us, Brother Steve Quayle said years ago that before the end would come and the Gog-Magog War or the Third World War would come, that the sins of our government would be displayed and shown to all the people in America so that you could know what it is they were doing. And then Joe Biden, in the midst of highest prices ever for gasoline and for diesel fuel, with diesel fuel being in short supply on the entire East Coast and in other parts of the country, He announced today that he has issued fresh cancellations of oil and gas leases in Alaska and the Gulf of Mexico. The whole entire Cook Inlet leases in Alaska. Psh, shut up. Oh, that's really good to lower the prices at China Joe. Well, I'll tell you what, then it's also, if you understand what's going on, reportedly, he gave all that diesel and all that gasoline to Europe and to Ukraine and to NATO and to Germany and France and all the people. And now, all of that came from our strategic reserves, most of them, a lot of them down there in the old Hackberry Salt Dome in the Louisiana. And in other salt domes, but primarily a large portion of it out of the Hackberry. And now he apparently is on the open oil market buying oil to replenish at the higher prices to replenish the strategic reserves. Because now he says, oh, crap, maybe we're going to go into a war. And the Pentagon says, we've got to get back our oil so that we can make gasoline or diesel for our vehicles. Well, you know, you should just change all those over to electricity. Oh, but then you would need the Chinese chips, okay? You'd need the Chinese chips and lithium-ion batteries that the Chinese have the biggest lithium deposit that they took over the minute we left Afghanistan. And as a matter of fact, our troops were protecting the Chinese mining of the lithium while we were there anyway. Just like our Marines were protecting, and you remember Arado Rivera's report? We're protecting the opium poppy production in Afghanistan. Do you recall that? So let's just go back and revisit. You got another Attorney General, Barr. Remember when I read to you about how he was involved and in covering up in Arkansas and all of that, and how he shut down all the things. And remember I told you Terry Reid was in the meeting, and the Israeli agent was in the meeting, all right? And it was out there at the military base, and his name, you see, was Robert Johnson. That's what he called himself then. Robert Johnson, you see, was out there at Camp Robinson. Robert Johnson was Barr. I remember when the coach Dubmeier went, and they had the horse with him and all that out in front of his house, and I remember he came down with his CIA and DOJ fighting thugs, and he had his glasses off, and old Barr was wanting to tangle with the coach and those guys out there, all right? Probably under the guise of sharpshooters in the trees and on the rooftops. Well, I'm going to tell you what, the CIA piece of crap that are involved this high level, the NSA involved at this high level, and oh, to the NSA, what are you going to do? What are you going to do about the Russian washing machine signal that we've talked about on this program, that from deep background SIGINT sources, remember when old Hawk made that noise before? Well, that washing machine signal, which is Russian, is a way, it's a multiplex signal. That's the way it sounds, and it drives everybody nuts, and it is sitting right in the United States. It is so strong, it's in the U.S., okay? And that's the way the Russians are communicating with the Russian Spetsnaz troops, Special Forces troops, that Obama hired. Joker Tut, Abomination of Desolation hired back in his regime. And there, many of them still here being paid by the black budgets. And then we got Red Chinese commandos and spies in the United States. Oh, also the Russians. You still have the GRU, Americans, the sneaky peeps who have been here a while, all right? And you got to also remember that there are still suitcase nuclear devices inside the United States that have been maintained by the Russian Spetsnaz and the GRU spies. And those are buried and hidden and in different places. Suitcase nukes are still in this country, all right? So that's part of the America you live in now. So now, the washing machine, all right? And then we have Red Chinese, a guy with a Chinese accent, speaking English, in the 40-meter handband, NSA, 40-meter handband, NSA, 40-meter handband, NSA, while you're listening to all of the patriots and all of the people and the parents who protest at school board meetings on behalf of the FBI, probably. Of course, the FBI just hijacks your stuff because they're lying pieces of fiddle with boys internally. The Americans, who are supposedly protecting us from the enemies, have become the enemy of the people. You understand? The enemy of the people are the people at the top of the food chain and the government in Washington, the intelligence apparatus, and the Pentagram. Okay, the Pentagon. So you got a Chinese-accented English speaker pretending to be in the 40-meter ham band, pretending to be an Italian ham, speaking from Italy. But he was speaking right from the United States. Apparently the source is right here. Well, why don't you go look for them? And now, you live in a country where the first thing Red China Joe did was to cancel the XL pipeline, all right? And when he did that, he killed a lot of good-paying union jobs. So, Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, don't believe his bull crap he gave you last night. The inflation, huge amounts of it starts in the transportation costs. Meanwhile, he did that. Jig Your Booty was out with his queer husband playing with their little baby. And I guarantee you, they got plenty of Impamil or Similac or whatever it is they need. Do you think that Jig Your Booty has any trouble getting that? And now all of the children in America that need the formulas are having problems, and parents are trying to dilute it a little bit because they can't get it, nor can they afford it. So what are you going to do? You live in America now where the babies are being attacked, and they're going to, what they're trying to do, I guarantee you. Since there's plenty of formula down at Ladonna, Texas, down there at the border center for the illegals to come in, they got stock shelves out to beat the wazoo of all of the formulas that you cannot get in Kansas or you cannot get in New York City or D.C. or Dakota or Arkansas or Georgia or wherever you might be. So you have a scenario where allegedly four people out of all the millions of children in the United States, allegedly, four people had a bacterial infection they said was caused by the Abbott Labs Impamil type formula or whatever. Sturgis, Michigan plant. And Abbott Labs, one of their disgruntled employees apparently, whistleblows in October of last year, But then the FDA don't interview him till December, and they don't close the plant down till February. But in the meantime, they're still shipping formula to Europe, and there's a lot of it in Europe. And then it's all going down to the border. After they closed the plant, then they shipped. I guarantee you, they went in. There was a voluntary recall, which was not voluntary. It was probably forced upon, probably or possibly or allegedly, in my opinion, forced upon Abbott Labs by the FDA and the Red China Joe government. And then they probably confiscated said formula and sent that to the border in a deal, allegedly maybe even giving them some breaks on taxes or some kind of a whatever, you know, or no fines for the blah, 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 you see. But Abbott denies after investigation that these children who died wasn't even caused by their formula. Maybe the baby mama or daddy had a bottle that was bad, or, you know, that they had fed the dog with or something. I don't know. But it sure seems funny that all the illegal aliens have plenty of the formula, and American children are doing without. Meanwhile, their parents are driving around on anywhere from $4.30 a gallon, some places up to $6 a gallon gasoline, searching all over the county and every store to try to find formula to feed the babies. Now, I will say this. There are baby formulas that are out there that are from recognized sources that you might be able to make your own. Some of them are a little bit complex. I remember when I was a kid, my mother said I was crying and crying because she didn't have the milk, but also that the milk and the stuff they were trying to give me, I had an allergy to the milk. And so I was always crying, okay? Maybe that's why I'm so mean on the radio today. Maybe, I don't know. But I was allergic to milk, and then also then they tried me on goat's milk. That worked for a week or so, and then that didn't work, all right? So then eventually a doctor, the doctor that we had, who was a good guy and smart, he found a meat-based formula where my mother used to have to grind up meat in a mortar and pestle, grind it real fine and, you know, macerate it, mash it down and all that kind of stuff, and then combine it with different things, you know, calcium or magnesium, whatever it was, and then stir the heck out of it in a glass, and it looked like weak chocolate milk. And when you taste it, it was the worst, chalkiest stuff, but that is what kept me alive. And then about a year or two after, they started me on the stuff my mom had to make every day. Gerber's came out at that time with a meat-based formula. But see, you couldn't have that today because red meat is bad. Meat's bad. You want you to eat bugs and worms. I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. All of these federal people do not cooperate ever again with any DOJ, FBI, EIEIO. Don't cooperate with any of them. Do not cooperate with them. You just plead the fifth or say, I don't want to cooperate. Get out of here. You know, I'm not talking to you. You guys lie to your own people and lie to courts and things, and they never charge you with any of it. McCabe, Strzok, Page, Comey, all lied. That guy with the glasses, Rosenstein or whatever, he lied allegedly too. You got this Garrett, whatever this new guy is, the guy with the, you know, Mr. So I'm such a nice guy. Garrett Mahakalaka, whatever his name is, the new AG, he lied to Congress. Either that or he's so dumb and stupid he didn't know a damn thing. So this is the country in. They want to kill your children. They're now doing everything they can by either allowing or setting up or helping the Red Chinese or the Russians to burn down fertilizer plants, regional distribution centers like in Indianapolis, a Walmart. All these getting on to be in the last month or two, 20 to 30 to 40 different food processing plants, and it's still happening. And then the truckers, the trucks that are supposed to be to do all of the things to ease the supply chain problems and all of that, you got diesel higher than a kite, and you got diesel that's in short supply on the eastern part of the United States and in key other parts of the United States. So that means they're going to keep raising the prices of food. They then ban any of the Russian oil imports, which that's all right. But at the same time, we cut out all of our fracking, all of our oil production, any new drilling, discourage that, put taxes, fines, you know, and told them we're not going to allow this to occur. The fossil fuel companies, we're going to attack them. That's what Red China Joe and the communists, Luciferian communists, stated from the very beginning. And then now where are we at? And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of war. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. We can have a nuclear war, and the end ain't yet. It's going to get worse than that, you understand? All they got to do is turn off the power grid. Not with cyber. Oh, it's a cyber, then they can just unflick the cyber and then redo it. No. They're going to do it. It'll be done with hypersonics or with little Kimmy from North Korea's nukes that are in the geosynchronous orbit satellite. Pop, pop, right over Nebraska or western Kansas or wherever it's above at that moment. You got no rocket defense or missile defense against that. You see what I'm saying? Because they'll explode it up high, and then the EMP goes down. And basically what it will do is annihilate most all the computers in the United States, including the banking system. All of it. You think you're going to have Wi-Fi? You think you're going to have the Internet? I don't think so. You could have, for a time, the satellite, like Brother Quayle is talking to you about. The sat phones. You could have that for a while. But at some point in time, they're going to get kinetic and take our satellites out as well. Don't you think? But within the time period, which incidentally I'm hearing from people in the utility areas, all right? And, I'm hearing from different people that are involved in that world. And they're telling me that there are shortages and stuff of different things they need and transformers, and that there's a lot of poles and transformers and power substations and stuff in trouble all over the United States. Not necessarily from the storms, but that's also occurring as well. The weather warfare. Weather warfare. Just look it up. Get Brother Quayle's book and read about it if you don't believe it. Steve talked about it years ago in the 90s. Call Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. If you get Daryl, his capable, tough manager. Daryl's a big man. I'm going to tell you what, he's tough. Or Tyler, Steve's son, or any of the other office people, or if you get Steve, you tell him Hawk sent you and said to send you the Weather Warfare book, all right? And then while you're at it, why don't you get a Giants book for your kids, or get Empire Beneath the Ice so that you can understand what really happened in Operation High Jump and after World War II, and who really won the war, all right? Get some of that stuff. Terminator, the end of man is near, whatever it might be, aliens, fallen angels, you get Brother Quayle's books, You can read them online, but I'm going to tell you, order his books. Just order his books, and you got a whole deal. Keep them in a plastic sheeting bag so that you can preserve them for the next generation to understand what has happened in this world and what the Lord Jesus in his red letters says. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. So when you say to me, well, Hawk, nothing happened yet. You know, what's the deal? Well, wars and rumors of wars, okay? Not necessarily from us, but from the NATO, the Red Chinese, the British, the Finnish, the Swedish, the Lithuanians, the Russians, everybody, the Germans, the French. And it's a real threat. There's a real possibility. But be ye not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines. You think you need to buy more food? And yes, it's expensive. But if you can afford nothing else, if you can go out and get a $2 or $3 can of Progresso soup or Chunky soup, with the water already in it, the liquid already in it. That's a key, see, because you're going to get a little water from that, and you don't have to add water to make your soup. You see the genius of that? Well, Hawk, the little soups are cheaper, but you got to add water to them. So I'm going to tell you what, then you better get a yolk, or you can put two bags or buckets of water on the thing, and you better have your Berkey filtration systems or other good filtration systems. Or you better have your pot, your fire ready to boil it, and you go down to your creek or to your pond or your manhole or your, you know, digged out manhole, or not manhole, but your pothole that's filled with rain, all right, and get you some water and take it back home. Or you can utilize at this period of time, if you still have water, if you are in California or Arizona or Nevada or New Mexico, or Oregon, or any of the states involved in the drought, which is most of the west and southwest, coming all the way in to like about a third of the way into Kansas and different places, West Texas, all the different places. But if you still have water, then start storing water now. Start storing water now. How much, Hawk? Well, how much you going to need for the next year for your 3 or 4 or 5 people in your family? You're going to get a gallon a day for each one of them. Well, that's a lot of water. Then start storing it now. Start storing water now. Get your extra filters. These good Berkey black filters that they use, the Berkey filtration systems, they're taking out viruses, parasites, bacteria. And also they're taking out about 99.9% of the, let's say 99% of the chemicals, the bad chemicals. You can get additional filters to put on it to take out the MTBEs that are found in gasoline, that's sometimes found in the water table and that kind of stuff from runoff and what have you, or leaks of tanks. Famines and pestilences. Well, Bill Gates of hell just said there's going to be another major pandemic coming up that'll be more deadly. Well, you can believe it, because allegedly he was involved with his whole program of creating this one. And, oh, what a wonderful country. Fair and square in the big government, right? Did you see the articles? Epoch Times, a whole lot of other people had it. Over $350 million of kickbacks or paybacks into Fauci, Collins, who was head of the National Institute of Health, Fauci and a bunch of other scientists in there. They got over $350 million in payments and kickbacks into these guys. Why? Because they own stock and stuff in these corporations. And then the new guy, Red China Joe's new guy, you know, of the NIH, says, I could see how it might be construed that there was a conflict of interest. But, of course, there was no conflict of interest. Well, then let's give us, get the $350 million back from Fauci, all right? I guarantee you, some of these people are hundreds and hundreds of millionaires, if not billionaires, off these vaccines. So that is the big deal, isn't it? Pestilences. Now, what other thing do we have with regard to pestilence? Have you heard anything about the bird flu, which is making chickens be killed all over the country, all over the world? Well, now, you see, remember how they did it with the bat that bit the pangolin that was then in the live market and then gave it to humans and bop, 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 bop. It was the bird or the pea, the bat to the pangolin, the reptile, and then to the humans, right? And then out of that, what do we have? COVID-19, right? SARS. SARS 2 is what it was. Because SARS 1 was created too as well. And where did they find it? They found the bird flu is in a lot of different counties in the United States. There's maps of that you can look at and see all of the counties that have bird flu in them. And then guess where they're finding it? In populations held by people you see in their backyards. That's where they're finding a lot of it. They're going to collect them and take the birds away and all of that. Because they don't want you to have access to chickens and the eggs and the protein from that. And they would go to the lengths of introducing the bird flu. Do you not remember when back in 2005 or late 2004, Hawk told you about up in Canada, the Red Chinese? That was back during a time when the Lee family that had a huge meeting over in China on bioweapons and viruses and all this stuff. Huge meeting. Worldwide meeting where they all got together and they all planned the crap out. And then after that, there was in the population of the geese and ducks out near Lethbridge in Alberta, Lethbridge, out there, not that far from the military bases and stuff, you see. Not that far also from where the Red Chinese Smoky trucks, the mobile burn up the body trucks, cremation trucks, that also had a large, you know, trailers on it. And on the back of the trailer was then this crematorium thing, who allegedly were picking up junkies, drunks, homeless people at night. I told you back in 2004 and 5 about how they were picking up at state fairs, like I had a report from the Illinois State Fair, from somebody who knew, somebody who has a huge intelligence clearance in that area, who also had ties to the state government. Somebody there said, yeah, they were coming in and picking up the people normally would be under the bleachers and in the parking lots and stuff that would sleep there, that were like the homeless people or the drunks or the junkies and the people that were just totally, you know, sleeping out at night. They would always go to the fair because the fair is kind of always open. Some of the lights are on and there's food that's being left in the trash cans and that kind of stuff. They could steal a little food, you know, from the back of a tent. They're in there. But they were being picked up at night and sent somewhere. And then do you remember when Brother Quayle had the information about the smoky trucks that the Mighty Men of Valor, the MMB, stopped? Smoky truck up in the border near North Dakota and Canada. They stopped in the middle of the road. There was a firefight with the people inside the truck who were Red Chinese. Red Chinese, who now, Red China Joe got $1.45 billion, don't you know, through the hunter and his brother, allegedly they say. Red China Joe let's the Chinese come to play. Well, here it was back then. That was the Obama reign, all right? Obama and the Bush. Obama doesn't make any difference. Because Poppy Bush was the ambassador to Red China. And Poppy Bush's family brother and stuff owned part of the Shanghai Country Club. And, a lot of factories and stuff over there in Red China. All right? But the smoky trucks were stopped. There was a brief firefight. The MMB, there was two smoky trucks following each other going. They stopped the last one. The first one got across the border into Alberta. The second one, they stopped, and they got, and they let out people. There were still people that were being done experiments on. They were testing different viruses and bacteria and bioweapons. This crap was tested on American citizens in the back of these smoky truck trailers where they had a lab and lab scientists, and they had cage where they kept the people in it, and they'd inject them with this and that and the other. If one of them died, they'd take it back and throw them into the smoke, into the crematorium, the mobile crematorium. Drive down the road, let the ashes go up in the air. This ain't got it on CBS or ABC, NBC, 60 Minutes, you know, Fox even. It ain't on there. But we know it was on there because we reported it straight to you. And then they let go and took care of the people that were on the smoky truck that were still alive. And then the other smoky truck, and I reported to you that it went into lager out in the country. In other words, they went into the woods and circled their wagons around in not far from Lethbridge in Alberta, because you see, there was in, allegedly in Calgary, a clinic owned by the Lee family. All right, plus the Red Chinese own a lot of some of the Canadian oil companies and stuff. They own a large number of the Canadian banks, big points in them. They own a lot of mortgages in the United States and in Canada, all over the world. The Red Chinese own your mortgage, probably. They own the bulk of the Treasury debt. That was traded. They traded buying that debt in exchange for what? Well, Clinton gave them the LORAL and the missing targeting systems, essentially what became GPS and all of that. And you see that Clinton let the head of the Red Chinese, Billy Slick Willie, let the head of the Red Chinese intelligence into the White House, okay, as an ambassador, to congratulate him. And then Obama traded all of the stealth technologies. And actually, you go back before that, when all of the designs, all of the patents, all the United States Patent Office stuff was digitalized and then provided, the entire patent system was provided in digital format for easy search and exploitation to the Red Chinese. And then also, the Promise, PROMIS software that was developed, you see, to spy on Americans and to spy on people all over the world. That was then lost or given, and, you know, somehow or another, the Israelis got a hold of it and different stuff, but all of that was leaked out, and the Chinese got that. Bin Laden had that. And then the Los Alamos, the most sophisticated weapons designs in Los Alamos, Sandia, all of the labs in New Mexico, okay? And then also from other places, because they had information from Livermore and all the different places, and Pantex and all the different places. And all of that stuff in Los Alamos, in the midst of a forest fire that got real close to the facility because it was a controlled burn that wasn't controlled and should not have been done at that time, that inside of a vault that was in another vault that had a vault inside of that, inside a Regal enclosed in an Enigma, you see, 4-5 level security, mysteriously all of the information that contained all of the schematics, the drawings, the notes about all of the top of the line new U.S. weapon systems and future U.S. weapon systems, missiles, atomic weapons, lasers, all the different stuff, all of that, somehow or another got out of all that security, the DVDs and all the different stuff, CD-ROMs, and in the midst of that fire, nobody could find them, and guess who the top guy security in those days at Los Alamos had come from China. He was a scientist that had come from China, worked for the United States government, was the big scientist, and he also was the security chief, you see. And then they couldn't find the stuff, and they kept looking and looking and looking for it. Then he takes off. The security guy takes off to go back to China, and then they eventually say, oh, we found the CDs. They had dropped down behind a Xerox machine. And you're supposed to believe that crap, you see? Somebody put them back. All that stuff was stolen, and it got into the hands of Israel, and also into the hands, a lot of it into the hands of the Red Chinese directly. See, Red China acknowledged Israel's existence first of all the countries. So there was always a back channel. Always a back channel there. And that's the truth. Then you look at the Wally World, allegedly. You will live in a country where, allegedly, Wally World's partners in the factories in China, Red China, that they started back in, what was it, late 90s, early 2000s, they started advertising in magazines that the signal intelligence and, communication specialist, intelligence world, all those trade magazines and the spicy little websites and secret stuff that's the reading rooms for people who still have the clearances. They're kept abreast of the issues. They were advertising for top of the line, pay all the bucks you want to have for the best signal intelligence people in the United States and around the world to come, to allegedly come, based on my information from people in that community, and also people and stuff in the press of the day, where at that time regional distribution centers for Wally World were being set up, and then they were setting up state-of-the-art signal intelligence communication system where they could talk to all of their people in the United States, all of their factories in Red China, and that Red Chinese managers could come over and stay in the regional distribution centers, and they had offices, allegedly, up there in the signal intelligence communication headquarters, right? So then you get all this stuff starts to blow up, and all the refineries and chemical plants in Houston in the last few years. And then we would hear about one blowing up in Houston, catching fire, exploding, and then son of a gun, a week later there would be one that would blow up somewhere on the coast in China, all right, Red China. Well, that's tit for tat. So eventually, during Trump, they threw out the Chinese diplomats out of Houston. A lot of that crap stopped. Now it's back to doing it again, all right? And then we got guys with, oh, Chinese, I speak English, but I'm really Italian from Italy. I am from Italy. Bull crap, 40-meter handband. Giving what? Well, they could say a word or a phrase that would then give the one-time pad or the secret code of the day so that they could then read the secret codes of the day that might be later on sent out on a numbers station. Alphanumeric strings, 1475XYZ, 5479LGBTQs, all right, whatever it is. And they can read that for the day. Or It could be a book code, just as simple as a book code. Oh, you got the new book, the hot book on the number one New York Times bestseller list? Oh, the book code, you know? 331. You know? Page 331, paragraph 6, you know? Third word down, you know, or whatever on the first line. That kind of stuff. So now Biden is canceling all those leases, but you see, it's going to lift the tariffs that Trump put onto the red Chinese. Well, that means that taxes will have to go up to compensate for that. And earthquakes in diverse places. Tectonic weapons are real. If you don't believe that, there was a treaty with Russia and the United States about the use of tectonic weapons and Star Wars space weapons and lasers and electromagnetic pulse weapons, all that. We had a treaty back in the 90s, okay? Not to use that. Famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to get bad. You better go out and get some more food, get water, and store water. Store water. Store water. Store water. Oh, I got me a river right down here. Yes, you do. So then get the river, run it through your Berkey, and put it in a big tub or a jug. If you can get the smaller 5-gallon or 15-gallon. I've got 50-gallon drums, but here's another thing. If you have long-term storage food, you have to look at the long-term storage food, Mountain House or Alpenair, whoever it is, Wise, whoever the companies, you have to see how much water is required to reconstitute that freeze-dried or dehydrated foods. So a lot of people, for an average house, you might want to have 500, 600 gallon. You know, plus a Berkey, and if you had a backup, and if you also had the best quality portable filtration system that you could get, I would put in a backpack, that would at least do it. You could then also get, with water, be redundant. You need to get like the MicroPure or the Halzone tablets or the, you know, the MicroPure, the iodine type tablets, that kind of stuff. You need to get the filtration systems, all right? And I'm going to tell you something. These Camelback water things are great and easier to carry. But I would tell you that if you got a butt pack and you got a shoulder harness, old school shoulder harness that holds your belt up with the butt pack and everything on it, and you've got a small rucksack backpack, a small one, not the big Alice. If you got a big Alice, that's all right too. But that's a major house load. I'm talking about a fighting load. But you can have 2-gallon canteens and then 3 others. You need at least about 5 gallons of water on you. Yes, it's heavy. I know you can't hike very far. And oh, and if you got 300 rounds of ammunition on you, you can't move as fast if you only got, a few clips, you know, a few mags. But if you got 10 or 12 mags loaded plus some extra, and if you got 10, 12 MREs or Mountain House bag meals or whatever it is you got, but you're going to need water, and you're going to need a water filtration system, like a smaller Katadyn or something, Katadyn Combi, okay? And then, yeah, you can boil it first and kill the viruses, bacteria, and then run it through the filter anyway. But you do the best you can, you see. But then you got the Halzone, the MicroPure, whatever you got, the Purify. You can also utilize Mezzo Silver. You can also utilize unscented Clorox bleach. If you got a gallon of water, you put, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 drops, not ounces, drops. But double check all of this. Find out for yourself. Dare to Prepare, Holly Dale, excellent book. Also on Holly's Place, they call it Holly's Place, standdale.com. A lot of the basic information that she started to do the book is up there, but the book is extremely comprehensive. Other books like No Such Thing as Doomsday by Philip Hogue, all right? You can get a copy of that. Kress and Carney's How to Survive Nuclear War, free PDFs. Free PDFs on the internet, but I would say print it out. Put it in a plastic bag. Protect it. So they're going to kill the babies. They're going to kill and withhold the food supply operating on Hans Kissinger and the big new Brzezinski's things. You see, you control the food. You control the people. You control the oil. You control the nations. You control the money supply. Then you control the whole world. Sounds like a Rothschild dream. Sounds like a Rockefeller dream. Sounds like a Turnin, Texas dream. Like a Queen Elizabeth dream. All right? So now we're going to have a rush to NATO with Sweden and Finland and all of this. And then by Finland doing it, they break the Paris 1947 Paris Treaty to do it. And Russia's already threatening Finland and Sweden, but they've already threatened Ukraine. They've threatened everybody and the United States and Britain. And on national TV in Russia, they've shown Britain's, you know, England and Great Britain being blown up with the Sarmat missile or the big tidal wave producing super torpedo that's a nuke torpedoes. Create giant tsunamis to flood all of England and Ireland and Scotland. And all the islands in the, you know, channel, you see. All of these are the beginning of sorrows, right? Want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Believe me, I'll tell you, it's... Oh, that's interesting. Starting to wear out here. Oh, that's interesting. Somebody clicked my something else on my computer. Smart work, guys. You want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. I can use anything. Believe me, it could be $1, $10, $5. It could be Federal Reserve notes, silver dollars, silver dimes, silver quarter, ounce of silver, whatever it is. A little bit of gold or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hello to Mineola. Hello to Mineola. And let's see, hello to others out there, just to say hi. But I will say this, ladies and gentlemen. Now is the time to apply Matthew 25. In the red letters, Lord Jesus told you to have, in the parable of the wise and foolish virgins, that you better have lamps and lamp oil. Well, if the power grid goes down, which they're announcing that the power grid is going to go down, you see. Oh, I forgot to tell you also about the bird flu. In Minnesota, it's little baby foxes. And, of course, one of them was dead outside of a den, and then the mommy and daddy and the kids took the little baby fox that was sick, took it sick and took it home, and it died in their custody. Now they've got to test them. So now we got bird flu, the mammals to humans potentially set up in Minnesota. All right. So is this now the bat pangolin live market human deal or the trusted loving animal lovers that try to take the wild animal, take it home? You want to leave the wild animals in the wild whenever possible. All right. So that's the key to that, and I think you're going to start to see potentially a bird flu combined with the swine flu, and if you do that, you got hemorrhagic fevers, don't you? Oh, yes. So Bill Gates of Hell is already telling you with a black magic program up front what he's going to do to you, all right, on behalf of Lucifer, the light bringer, all right? Allegedly, that's what he's going to do. In my opinion, that's freedom of speech, all right? Freedom of the press, all right? So, ladies and gentlemen, get in touch with Brother Quail. If you've got all your food preps and stuff, then get you some gold and silver, all right? Get his books and DVDs and subscribe to the private briefings and to the QPOS 2.0 so that you know what's in the mix and what's up. Listen to The Hawk, too. Go to stevequail.com. You scroll down. The Hawk is right there. And Brother Quail and I mean, Steve put me on. It's going to be 18 years in June. 18 years. Some people listening out there aren't even 18 as yet. We have a lot more young listeners than you can imagine. And to them, I'm going to say to you, Lord Jesus loves you. Our Father in Heaven loves you. Start to read the Bible. Start to be who you can all possibly be. And you can ask the Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, please bloom my understanding of life and of the world and of my subjects in school. Increase my IQ, Lord Jesus, so that I might understand and be able to know what's going to happen. And do not go in to their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, your home, your business. Miller Wright, mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Strike blows the weapons of we know that you have. Strike blows against the enemies of the Lord, eat and of the true United States, the Bill of Rights, the constitutional, and the citizens that adhere to that. Bending a range of that from your red. Picking a poor. Back. High test. 338, also in there.